is Roger Hurst, who is the Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex and a representative of the Association of Police and Crime Commissioners. Thank you very much for joining us, Roger Hurst.
Good evening.
What do you make of what we heard?
So, yeah, really good to hear that what they're doing with prisons and with probation. I have to say that on the policing side, it is a little disappointing. So if you work through the figures they gave, 2.3% per annum in real terms, yes, but actually only 1.7% increase in core government grant. And if you add that to inflation and look at what the likely police pay settlement is going to be this year, that won't even cover the pay increase. So it's going to be the case that we are again reliant on the local council taxpayer to make sure that we can actually keep police numbers where they are. The talk of 13,000 extra officers, well, okay, so we did get some extra money, 200 million in the current year, and that to some extent was intended to provide 3,000 of those. But I know a lot of that money across many forces went in again to sustaining current numbers. We haven't actually managed to expand total headcount. So it's getting cops onto the front line, but it's not actually expanding the total number. And I think that's the picture we're going to be seeing for the next 3 years. This settlement, I think, is almost pinpoint accurate in terms of providing the funding for pay and the contractual pay increments for policing for the next 3 years. But there's no new money for new officers, and there's no new money for the investment in tech, and there's no new money for investment in, for instance, electrification and a journey to net zero.
And what's the real world impact going to be of all of this then?
So yeah, the government has its Safer Streets mission, which is to halve violence against women and girls, halve drug-driven knife violence, and increase neighbourhood policing. I'm afraid that, you know, all we're really going to be able to do with the settlement that we have in front of us is hold the line. And hopefully we will be able, by working smarter, by getting more efficient, raising productivity, finding new ways of getting police onto the front line, we will be able to get crime down. But I'm afraid that effectively that 13,000 extra officers has stalled.
Does this mean that crimes are going to go uninvestigated?
Well, the police are always working really hard to make sure that we investigate as many crimes as possible. As we know, at the moment, there are situations where crimes can't be investigated, but it's normally because of lack of evidence or the fact that there isn't support from the victim to take it forward, for whatever reason that may be. So I don't think that it's putting the current system at risk, but it's certainly putting the Safer Streets mission at risk.
And of course, if there were to be a spike in, in crime, you're saying that you're basically all you're going to be able to do is hold the line. If we see a spike in crime, surely that's going to put more pressure. Would the police be able to respond?
Well, that of course is the challenge. And of course, we also have the situation where this is the overall picture, but within the pattern that we have, there's a funding formula. And that means that some forces get more than others. So whilst some forces would be able to respond, as you say, I'm afraid that there are police forces across the country who will be finding this really tough and facing having to downsize. So, you know, their capacity will be really strained. I hope very much that the government will be open to conversation about individual hardship support for those forces which do not get a fair crack under the existing formula. But, you know, that certainly wasn't in the statement today.
And in terms of where we go from here, you say you're hoping for some dialogue then with the Home Office.
Well, I think we have to. I mean, they certainly reserved their comment for the spending review, which will be announced in December. And there's plenty of time for a conversation between them now and then. But of course, next month, we actually have the police pay settlement. So we will learn next month whether this funding review that we've just had is actually even going to be enough to pay for the pay increase that comes out next month. And experience tells us, for instance, last year, it just wasn't.
Roger Hurst, thank you very much for joining us from the Association of Police and Crime Commissioners, also the Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex.